Often when I sit in this lodge, I think of past times. As you get older, you have more and more memories. Until you don't anymore, but for a while in there, you have more and more memories. And I often think of morning worship. When I was a guest, my mother worked on staff when I was a little boy, and sometimes I was here with her. And that was a few of the years she would give some help in the office. But then I was a staffer for quite a number of years. And it was interesting that when Brother Gardner held morning worship, Gordon Gardner, the director of the camp for the first 40 years, it very seldom deviated from a certain pattern. Very, very seldom. Of course, he was open to the leading of the Lord. I know he was. And there was much variety. When we would have our meetings, yes, but in the morning worship, this is what I mean. We always read a passage of Scripture together. Sometimes the passage of Scripture was long. We had enough verses to go through the whole room, and still not, start twice. We'd read a long chapter, maybe. Other times it was a shorter passage. And then there was always opportunity given to speak on what we had read. I think that was almost, it was very, very rare that it deviated from that pattern. We always read something together, and we said what struck us from the passage. And sometimes if you hadn't spoken for a number of meetings, he would actually call you by name. He would say, "Eric, I didn't hear you pray out or speak from the word for, it's been 3 days now. Let's hear from you this morning." Or I don't know if he, he wanted everyone to feel free to participate. Didn't mean to put you on the spot. I could say that about many of us. But we were encouraged to say something from the Word of God. And yes, in those days, sometimes forced. Okay, but I'd like to go back to that this morning and read with you a passage of Scripture that is familiar to us, and then give you opportunity to share from it as the Lord has spoken to your heart, or maybe there's some word here that really stands out to you. All right, so let's read Psalm 103. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." We sang, "Tune my heart to sing thy grace." And this is a psalm of grace and mercy and the goodness and greatness of God. Psalm 103, a psalm of David. Now I read the first verse, but we can read it again. Now we have a variety of translations. That's one thing we didn't have at that time. We all had the same Bible translation when I was 15 doing the dishes or 16 doing the pots. And I can't remember what I did the other years. Those are indelibly... there, my mind, especially that pot boy sink, age 16, I just can't forget it. 103, first verse.
"Praise the Lord, O my soul, with all life within me. Praise his holy name."
Amen. Next row. "Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure." Now let's read the last verse all together. I know we have different translations, but I think it's going to be all right. Together, "Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Amen. Now we have opportunity to share from this passage of Scripture. If there's something that just strikes home with you and Maybe you want to just say thank you, Lord, or share something, speak something for Jesus this morning. Please feel free.
Of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing. Of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy Thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known Thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What a wonderful thing to tell them forth and sing of them. So let's sing number 8 in the hymnal. This song is based on the Psalm that we read, number 8, praise my soul, the King of heaven. It says the Lord has established his throne in the heavens, we read, Psalm 103, toward the end. His kingdom rules over all. Hallelujah. Let's stand as we sing number 8.
Praise my soul, the King of heaven. To his feet thy tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, who like me is precious.
We bless you, Lord. Bless you with all that is within us. Hallelujah. Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
His holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us, Lord, with our hearts, with our hands, with our voices, Lord, let us praise you with our lips and with our lives all day today, all that is within us, to bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Great God, our Savior, our Redeemer, we praise and thank you. Let this be a day of thanksgiving and praise, a day of the moving of your Spirit among us, we pray. Fill us with your love, Lord, and let us walk in your light and love all day long. Hallelujah. And serve you in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.